When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we are back with my friend Cornelia, otherwise known as Coco on social media, and also otherwise known as your bougie best friend. So, if you don't know, Coco was already on this podcast once before. We have been friends on social media for quite a while. So I think about like a year into our friendship is when I ended up interviewing her for my podcast. That was like the fall of last year. And we had such a great conversation all about having high standards and dating and relationships and all that kind of stuff. And then we finally met in real life a few months after that. Earlier this year, maybe May, I went to Miami and we met, and then I recorded an interview for her podcast, Bougie Best Friend. So we already do have two pieces of content out there, an old episode between her and I on my podcast, an episode on her podcast from a few months ago, and now we are talking again. And this time, yes, all still on the topic of standards and whatnot, but more on a specific topic about social media, because this is something that Coco and I have both talked about quite recently, about boyfriends liking girls' photos when they know that you don't like it, them trying to make you feel crazy over it, or what does it mean if the guy that you like who hasn't texted you is watching your story. So we cover all that kind of stuff here. And of course, as you would already assume, Cornelia and I agree on literally everything. We are not the same sign, but we are very compatible and we just have very similar mindsets. And our mission together is really to empower women and girls of all ages to raise their standards, because we genuinely believe that everybody deserves the best, but you get what you accept and you get what you settle for. So little by little, we will be continuing to put out content that just helps everybody really feel comfortable setting the standard for what they want in a relationship and what they absolutely will not tolerate, what are deal breakers, what are non-negotiable, and all that kind of stuff. So we get into the very specific topic of social media on this episode. And I highly recommend, after you finish this episode, to catch up with our old episodes already and also her podcast in general, because she does interview so many different people about relationships. She even has men on her podcast to give their perspective, which I think is really interesting to hear. So you get a lot of good insight from Bougie Best Friend. But before we get into today's interview, I have two things to share with you all that I am so excited about. So first things first, if you don't know, I am dropping a brand called Vixen the Label. I have not given the full inside scoop on what is to come yet, but that is what I'm excited to share right now, that you can become one of the first to be in the know and to get updated by joining the club and becoming a Vixen yourself. So if you head to vixenthelabel.com, you will see a pop-up menu that comes up and it'll ask you straight up, are you a Vixen? I actually put together a little definition of what a Vixen is that you can read yourself and decide if you are. And so it'll ask you for your email and your phone number and you can join the club and become a Vixen yourself. And basically joining this newsletter will give you premier first look access to what is to come. So you will be in the know on the inside scoop, on the launch, on every single thing that is to come for the brand. And I really just truly can't wait for you all to see it. So head to vixenthelabel.com, insert your email and phone number, and you will be up to date. Like literally as soon as I am up to date, as soon as I find things out, you will all be finding out shortly after through that newsletter. And the second thing to talk about is consulting, which I've been sharing a lot about with you all over the past few weeks, but I have officially come up with a program, one-on-one mentorship, one-on-one coaching, one-on-one consulting, whatever word feels best for you. If you are seeking a consultant, if you're seeking a coach, if you're seeking a mentor, whatever it is, there you go. So the reason why I had to come up with something a little bit more organized and broken down was because I was offering so many different things, all different topics, all different durations of time, all different amounts of sessions within the package, because I truly wanted to cater to everybody. And this is just me being very transparent with you all, because for me, I almost like was semi acting out of a fear of like, well, I need to make sure that the people who only want to do 3 sessions get a chance, or the people who could do 9 sessions get a chance, and the people who want to just talk about content creation get a chance, and the people who want to talk about business or dating or mindset get a chance. Like, I just had all different options. So every single one of my clients were choosing all different things, different topics, different durations of time, different amounts of sessions. And it was just becoming very overwhelming and very unorganized. So after really analyzing what my ultimate goal is, I decided I know my value, I know my worth, I know what I have to offer. I have to break this down into 2 simple options. And the right people will become, you know, a mentee. The right people will become, you know, part of the program. So I am now offering 2 options. One is the commitment package. So this is 8 weeks of one-on-one mentorship. And the other one is the all-in package. And this is 12 weeks of one-on-one mentorship. So both of them are getting personalized 1-hour sessions. The difference is you either get 2 months or 3 months. Pretty much depends on your budget at that point. Both of these programs are getting customized affirmations and homework created for your specific needs and goals. The 2-month program gets bi-weekly accountability check-ins. The 3-month program gets weekly accountability check-ins. Both of them, you will see results as soon as your first session, because from day one, I am personalizing these, you know, 1-hour long sessions for you and opening it up for you to ask me, you know, questions within that session so that we can cover a ton. I was previously offering 30-minute sessions, and while that was great for people who maybe had a lower budget, it wasn't ultimately serving my long-term goal, which is to transform your life. And me, of all people who's done years of personal development, I know that there's no such thing as transforming your life in 30-minute sessions. So, and definitely not 30-minute sessions 1 time or 3 times. So that's why I decided to go all in doing, you know, 1-hour long sessions for either 8 weeks or 12 weeks. So either 8 sessions or 12 sessions. I also decided to record and permanently give you access to these sessions. So anyone who does take on this mentorship will not only have to like scramble to write notes in this one sitting, but you will actually get the recording forever and you will be able to refer back to it completely forever. So I think that is going to be something very special, because getting to keep your sessions with a mentor is like invaluable. Like that, I want to make sure people understand the value in that alone, because I have done countless memberships with coaches and sessions and all different things, and very rarely ever do I have access to watch the session back or listen to the session again, ever. There have been a couple times where you get to keep it for like 2 weeks and then it's deleted, but never have I had full-time, permanent, forever access to former sessions. And I really hope that you guys see the value in, you know, these programs. And because I already asked you all here what your thoughts were on a potential course in the future, I wanted to know if any of you would be interested in taking a group course. I am offering a little gift for my one-on-one clients who become join the mentorship programs. So either route you go, if you go with the commitment package or if you go with the all-in package, you will get an exclusive discount on one future group course. So if I come out with a course next year, you will get a discount on that one course that I come out with. Of course, in the future, different situation, but you will get a discount on joining one. And for those who do join the all-in package, which again is the 12-week option, then you will also get a discount on your program renewal. So if you go that 12-week route and then want to renew, you will get a discount on that program as well. So all you need to join my mentorship program is to be willing and able to invest in yourself spiritually, financially, and mentally. All you need is to be ready to commit to the life-changing growth that you may potentially see as a result of consulting with me. And lastly, all you need is an open mind and an open heart. To inquire and get access to a free 15-minute intro call to discuss prices and all that, there will be the Google Forms in the show notes. Of course, it's also linked in my bios on my social media accounts, so you could pretty much find that link anywhere that you could find access to me. But I know you're all ready to hear from Coco, so let's get into the episode. Okay, everybody, we are back with Coco. If you guys are new here, if you don't know who Coco is, you might be living under a rock, so I will have her introduce herself just to make sure we're all on the same page. But for those of you who are not new here, who have been listening, then I know you guys have been waiting for this one, because we interviewed Coco way back, like maybe it was around like November, I think, when we did the last one. So we are overdue. So Coco, introduce yourself and let us know who you are.
Hello, everyone. My name is Cornelia, or Coco. I am in Miami, been living in New York for the past 7 years. I moved to Miami with the pandemic. And what I stand for is that you have to have super high standards for yourself, for your friends, for your relationship, for your lifestyle in general. And feel like Vic and I have that in common. We don't really settle for less. And we are here today to kind of tell you the same thing. Don't settle for less and don't tolerate bullshit, because life is short. So like, make it count.
1,000,000,000%. And we will talk more specifically this time on, of course, it all relates to having high standards and knowing what you want, but we're going to talk a lot about social media in relationships, because this is a very big question. And like social media and dating and stories and all that kind of stuff. But Cornelia, I saved telling you this until we started recording, because I was about to tell you this before. And then I'm like, let's get it on the podcast. Fuck it.
Of course, let's get it.
So Cornelia is in a relationship. I am not. So
that is the, you know, we're in different places as far as like dating and relationships goes. So for me, I'm actively dating and actively talking to different people and getting to know different people, whatever.
I'm dying to hear more about those guys, honestly.
Well, you're about to hear a whole entire a text message. I'll read the whole thing. We'll get into it. So it's not that long. So whatever. So I have I would consider her a friend. We've never met in person, but it's almost like how you and I knew each other. We're like a social media type friend. Like we know
what are you talking about?
A girl. I'm not gonna say her name, but let's call her Molly. Okay. So there's a girl named Molly. And so we're like that kind of friendship. We know each other, but not that well. And we never met in person. So she reached out to me like maybe 2 weeks ago. And she was like, hey, I know this is so random, but are you still like looking to meet someone? Cause she knew I was at a point. So I was like, yeah, you know, I'm dating. No, like nothing too serious, nothing committed at this point in time. She's like, well, my best friend's brother, I think you guys would really hit it off. I think that he's a catch, you're a catch. He's in the city, he's successful, yada, yada, yada. So I'm like, great. Like, let's do it, you know? So she set us up. We started texting a little bit
and you never met the girl before. So just like online stuff.
Yeah. I only know her online. So we started texting a little bit, but no plans ever like came up. Like the conversation was definitely slower than most. It was like, I would reply late. Then he would reply late. And so then he finally got to the point and was like, if you're, you know, around soon, I would like to like go get drinks, which I don't do. I don't go out for drinks, like dinner or nothing. Yeah,
drinks are not a vibe.
But I also don't drink in general. So I wanted to kind of feel it out. So I wrote back to him. I was like, I actually don't drink. I'm like, there's no underlying reasons. I'm not sober for any reason. I just don't like drinking. And there was like more, it was like a couple things we were talking about at once. So I like said that in like the message. So I was like, you know, that's going to be a no for me. I just denied it. So he's like, okay, well, that wouldn't be an issue for me. And then he like continued on with the other rest of the conversation. And then it just kind of like fizzled out. And then that was that. I like forgot about it. So he texted me today. We haven't texted since like back then. So I'm like, oh, like, I'm good. How are you? Whatever. He goes, well, do you still want to go out sometime soon? You're going to fucking love this. He goes, we can do coffee if that's easier during the day.
It's, you know what, recently somebody told me that a guy invited them to a bakery. So I feel like
that's a bakery.
Like yeah, where I thought
pastries from.
I thought coffee was like the lowest effort date, but it seems like it's a bakery date.
So he asked me if I wanted to get coffee. So now, and this was just now when I was in the gym. So I'm like, I got like my adrenaline going and I'm like, fuck it. So I sent him a message and I said, to be completely straightforward with you, I'm looking for someone who is super serious about dating and making an effort to take me out and spend time getting to know me, like dinner with a set place and plan. Dash. Drinks, coffee, and quick meetups aren't my vibe. Not saying that I'm not interested in going out with you. I just only accept dates that match what I'm looking for. No worries if we're not on the same page. I'd rather be direct so we don't waste each other's time. He goes, I'm on the same page, but I don't usually do dinners on the first date when it's a setup.
Setup.
So I said, yeah, like we got set up.
Yeah. Yeah. But like it's a setup that's supposed to be confirmed.
Right. Right. So I said, well, at that point, I don't give a fuck. So I said, well, that's okay. I don't expect you to change your preferences for someone you haven't met. It's very understandable because I won't either. Ha ha. Like basically saying like, I'm not. Like, that's it. Like, this Bye-bye. Is it. Take it or leave it. You take me to dinner or you fuck off, basically.
Yeah.
So he said, I completely understand if I meet someone in person, then I'm all for going to dinner versus just getting drinks. I can get to know someone for the first time over a cup of coffee much better than over dinner.
Okay. Does this girl Molly know you? Did she ever meet you? Right, did she watch any of your content? Does she listen to your podcast?
Molly,
what the fuck?
I said, LOL. Well, I'm total opposite. I personally don't enjoy that, but to each their own. Like, and that to me was gonna be my last message, and basically saying, well, I don't care. Like, I'm not interested. So he wrote back, he said, interesting. There's also a good chance I'm doing it wrong. Like meaning dating.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. So I didn't answer because yeah, like exactly you are. And like, I don't care. I genuinely don't care. Sure. We got set up, but I don't owe going out with you because of a friend, like a mutual friend. You know what I mean? Like you're either going to come correct or you're going to fuck off. So then 14 minutes later, he sent me another message and said, but since you are cute and Molly told my sister that you're awesome, and because I'm really attracted to confidence, I would love to take you to dinner. You're in Hoboken, so we can go there if you prefer that. What day works best for you?
Good.
So whatever, we'll see. So I was like, haha, well, I know what I like. So I respect you for appreciating that. There's only two options, be able to handle it or be scared away. And then I was like, but yep, that sounds good. This weekend's busy, yada yada. So I told him my availability. Very last thing that he said, and I'm just not like answering for right now. He said, what kind of food do you like, or do you like everything? So that's, to me, that's like an actually okay ending, because at least he's like, okay, I'm going to make sure I get this right. Like, let me know what you like to eat and things like that before he just starts throwing out more terrible suggestions. So that's how it ended.
What I will say that I don't understand, obviously this guy saw your photo because he said you're cute. And obviously this guy, if he has 5% brain cell, he would ask for your social media. So he would see that you are very open and vocal about what you're expecting a guy to do. And how did he not pick up those cues? I'm just like, do you need a letter that you can actually officially understand how you need to treat me? Because basically every post of yours, it's like, high standards. Like, how can you not read that?
So I'm actually the opposite. When Molly was setting us up, I literally was like, do not send him my Instagram.
Okay.
And I do not give guys my Instagram that I haven't gone out with yet, because I don't want you showing up playing the part of like what I say I want. I want you to show me who you are, and you'll either, and I'll tell you if that's what I'm looking for. So you know,
he didn't see. Okay, well then I'm sorry, Mr. whatever his name is. I'm sorry for making an assumption.
No, it's fair, because I think everyone does. And I actually think that this is a good topic to talk about for this episode, because for me, as someone who does actively date, like I am like, no Instagram, no boys on Instagram policy. Like anytime a guy asks for my Instagram, I immediately tell them no. If I'm texting with someone from like a dating app, which I'm not on right now, but if I am talking to people like that, I do not give them my last name so that they can't go searching me. Like, I don't want you looking up my Instagram, because I will literally paint the picture for you of what I exactly want. And then you're going to go ahead and try to deliver that. So
do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so question for you now. If you are on a dating app and you see a guy and you ask him for his Instagram, do you ask him for their Instagram, or do you just like avoid the entire social media conversation in the beginning?
Totally.
Okay, well, when I was single in my dating days, a long time ago, I would only go on a date with somebody if I see their social media. Because I'm like, I'm not wasting my time with a guy who, like, maybe he has a fish photo on his page. Like, I'm not doing that.
I think I get that. But you know what? Like, I will say that, like, it's more or less for me than for them. So, mm-hmm. like, it's not really about, like, because, of course, I would love to see their Instagram. I would love to see what they're about. But it's more that I don't want them to, like, see mine and see me. So it's almost something that I've, like, sacrificed just because, sure, I want to see them. But I would much rather them not see me. So I'll deal with them not, like, me not seeing them. But you know what it is, too, though? Like, I will get turned off instantly at your Instagram. Like, if you're, like, posting, like, selfies as a guy and, like, certain things, I will get turned off instantly. So I would rather get to know you and like you, and then say we're dating and I can make fun of you for your Instagram, be like, stop with the corny shit you post on Instagram. But if I don't even know you or like you yet, and then I see the corny shit first, I won't even go out with you. I'd be like, absolutely not.
I have a tip for your girls, since this is for the girls. If you see a guy's photo and you don't see his Instagram or last name and you want to do some investigative journalism, I don't know if you know I studied journalism, you can just screenshot their photo and go to Google and you have a reverse image search. And then if let's say if he's using a professional photo that you might see on LinkedIn or any other, I mean, guys are also lower social media, Twitter, whatever they're using nowadays. So you can just go reverse image search. And then if this photo is like somewhere online, you have a high chance of finding it. That's why that happened to me once. I met a guy. I don't know where I met him. It was so long ago, but he gave me the wrong. I don't know what he gave me. He gave me something wrong. I think I found. No, I think he was married. Yeah. I didn't get a confirmation, but there was a girl in a photo with him with the same last name. So I'm like, okay, two equals four. But I never really had anything serious with him. I just saw him like once or twice. Mm-hmm. And then when I started liking the person, I did like a little Google image reverse search or whatever it's called. And I saw there's a lady with the same last name, and it's not a sister.
Like, you can see they're guys not, like, are so simple. Like, they will literally have their same Hinge photo as their LinkedIn photo. Yeah. Like, it will happen.
Guys, because that's like the best photo they have.
No, 1,000,000,000%. Like, you will find it on there. Oh my God, that's so funny. No, you're going to start reverse Google searching them in like a tuxedo, and then it comes up like their sister's wedding photo album from Facebook, and it's literally,
and then you can find their date that they took on that wedding,
literally. So yeah, that's actually a very good tip. Let's back up now. What are your thoughts? Let me hear your feedback on him coming around then, and then being like, okay, never mind, I would love to take you to dinner.
Well, I think that this is what happened. I think that he reached out to Molly and he was like, what's up with this girl? And like, why? Like, she's being difficult. Why did you set me up with somebody who's that difficult? And then she's like, well, this girl actually, you know, that's the only thing she's going to accept. So either take it or leave it. And then he was like, okay, well, I guess she is really cute. So I guess I should actually take her out. Because, I mean, a lot of girls, because you are not desperate, and he felt that you're not desperate. And a lot of girls who want to go on a date or want to find a boyfriend, they're like, okay, well, if he doesn't want to do it like that, I'll just, you know, do whatever he wants to do, because they just so desperate to meet somebody. And I'm not calling girls desperate, but like, some girls are.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like, in her defense, because when I like first told her about like the like casual very first of like, oh yeah, we could get drinks soon, and then like nothing really came from it, she was like, I know how he is, and he's like really great with like girls and dating and things like that. She was like, but it's probably because you guys haven't met, which like I kind of like understand. I'm not necessarily defending him, but I'm more or less defending hers. Like, I don't think she would set me up with him if she thought that he wasn't up to par. I think that she just like, okay, he might be a little different, being that you haven't met yet, and it's more of just like a random setup,
but rather than
her knowing how he dates people that he already knows in real life.
If she was playing a matchmaker, she needs to have both parties understand what each other preferences are. 100%. So if she knew who you are, and if she knows that he does want to take a girl out, I mean, if you're trying to set two people up, you shouldn't just like, what? Just tell them a little background, like obviously.
Yeah, like throw them in blind, like here, here's a cute girl, she'll take anything. Like,
yeah, after. Like why would she connect you to him if she didn't think that you guys have the same values? So like she, I mean, let's see what happens.
Yeah. Yep. So that's my latest gossip for the day. That's okay. What I have going on. All right. So now let's talk about this whole social media, you know, and relationships and this idea, this topic really came to me because it is something that I've said all the time, like social media is not the problem. Your relationship is the problem. The disrespect is the problem. When people are like, social media ruined my relationship, or, oh, like, yeah, it's only Instagram, whatever. It's not that it's only Instagram. It's the fact that your boyfriend is aware of something you don't like and continues to do it and so on and so forth. So we both talked about this topic recently on social media. And as well as like the story viewing and all that kind of stuff. So like we said, you're in a relationship, you use social media. What is that like for you on social media? Like what is having a relationship and being like big on social media like for you?
So I think my case is a little specific since a lot of my content is around dating and it's not like your typical account where you're just like post photos of yourself and your life and stuff like that, because you know I have a podcast, I have a merch line, like I use, basically the answer is I use social media for business. So considering my page is about, you know, relationships and dating and standards, in the beginning actually I never posted my boyfriend because I thought it was kind of funny that a lot of people were like, oh, look at this single girl. I mean, I like, honestly, trolls make your content go viral. So a lot of, you know, I had a lot of trolls on TikTok and on Instagram saying like, oh, why are you listening to her? She's gonna, you know, grow old with cats and all this, you know, standard. And then at some point I'm like, you know what? I'm just like tired of, I mean, I was never hiding my boyfriend, but I was just like, I don't need to share him. So my boyfriend is really private and he doesn't want to be like all over the place. I think he has like 12 posts. So I'm like, I don't need to push him in front of the public eye if that makes him uncomfortable. But when it comes to social media behavior in a relationship, which is the topic of this podcast, I think that you have to set expectations and boundaries at the very beginning. You can like guess and you can think and you can, because when you are starting a relationship, you are basically entering some kind of contract or partnership. It doesn't have to be on paper. You don't have to sign anything, but like you guys are agreeing that you guys are going to be exclusive. So you need to set some rules. So you have to, in the very beginning, tell your boyfriend, I'm okay with XYZ. Some girls don't care if their boyfriend is following random girls or liking or commenting. They're just like, it's not their vibe. They don't care. Maybe they're doing the same thing. Maybe social media for them is not that important in that sense. Obviously, everybody has a past. And you're going to have on your Instagram or Instagram, actually, he doesn't have to do that. On your Instagram, you're going to have a bunch of people that maybe you hooked up in the past, or maybe they were hitting on you or whatever. And I'm not saying that you need to unfollow every single person that was at some point in your life romantically, but there has to be rules. So if I definitely unfollowed all of my previous just like guys who were hitting on me, but I maybe didn't unfollow. I think I actually had just like one ex-boyfriend on my Instagram, and that's a guy that I was dating like 10 years ago, and we were like remained in good terms. But everybody else, I'm like, they don't need, first of all, my content is like only for the girls. Like the 93% of my following is female. So like, I don't even want men there. And he's not like a big social media guy. He uses it, but he's not like, you know, super, he doesn't like follow random girls or, but if he started doing that, it would not end well. Trust me.
No, like this is what I don't understand. To me, it's not about social media, because if it's getting done on social media, then they would do it somewhere else. And then we would start to label it as, oh, well, it's just a club. Oh, well, it's just a bar. Like it's always like, oh, well, it's just this or just that. So to me, it's like, if your partner makes something clear to you that they do not like what you are doing, don't do it. Don't reply and be like, it's just social media. Because if it was any other context, then it would be, well, it's just this and it's just that. Whereas instead, you can just say like, okay, I respect my partner. So that's the end of the fucking discussion.
You know what I don't understand? If people are saying, oh, it's just social media, it's just the like, so why don't you just not do it?
Yeah, why don't you just stop?
If you see that your partner is really hurting by certain things, you have to stop. But I also have to say that girls get insecure and a little bit, you know, over the top when if my boyfriend is commenting on his friend's college roommate girl, you know, like somebody that was actually in their life, and if he comments something or you look great or whatever, I don't care about that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like I'm not insecure, and I can acknowledge an attractive woman, but he doesn't really do that. But if anybody who's in a relationship is leaving like fire emojis or is liking every photo of an Instagram model or is, I don't know, replying to every single story somebody posts, like you want their attention. Like, don't tell me you don't. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, it's
you're
like
literally letting someone know that, like, here's attention from me. I'm available. I like this picture. It's about more than the like. It's about the principle and it's about the bigger picture. For me, I totally agree, because some people are very insecure. So, like, yes, their boyfriend can't follow anybody and can't like anything. And, you know, like, I have like my friends' boyfriends, they'll like and comment my pictures, you know, they'll always throw me a like. They love to support, you know, they're not like that. They don't care. They're not even thinking twice about it. So it's the people who are thinking twice about it. You liked that picture because you're attracted to that person, not because they're your genuine friend. If they were your genuine friend, then this wouldn't even be a conversation. But if they're liking it simply because it's something that attracts them, or, you know, they pause and they look at it for a minute, like, oh, that girl looks good in that picture. Sorry, that is not acceptable. There's obvious, there's obvious differences between someone that's, like, this is me and my boyfriend's friend versus this is someone who is a fucking influencer and you see my boyfriend in the comments with a fire emoji. Like, get out of here.
I will tell you something interesting. I don't know if you mentioned I have a podcast. So I recently interviewed two different male dating coaches on my podcast. One of them, his name is Chris Nappy, and both of them great guys, great coaches, but have very different opinions about life. And that's what I like about podcasts, because you're like, you learn a lot of different perspectives. So this guy, Chris, he's more like your typical guy. And he said, like, at first you kind of think that he's douchey, but if you go through his content, you see that he's like a genuine guy and he actually knows what he's talking about. So he said that for him, and guys that probably are around him, social media is not that serious. And he's like, he literally said this in my podcast, you see a girl, a hot girl, and you're like, oh, shiny object, like, and you just continue scrolling. So he said that for some guys, it's not that big of a deal. But then this other guy, his name is Jake Maddock. He's an actual relationship coach and he has like a coaching business. He said that social media is a tool and it all depends how you use it. And everything depends how you use it. So he literally said this example, and I'm going to use it from now on. I will always credit him. He's like, you see this pen? I can go down the street and stab somebody with that pen, or I can just write notes. So everything you have in life, it's about how you use it. I mean, the same thing. It's like if you have a glass of wine or you chug the whole bottle. I mean, I do like wine. I can drink a whole bottle.
No, I totally get where you're going with that. Like, it's literally the tool that you have in your hand and choose what you do with it. So you can either abuse social media or use it properly. I think quite frankly that a lot of guys do use social media likes and engagement and comments on people, whatever, almost as like a gateway to, not to say cheating, but a gateway to like getting attention from other girls, you know, like it's literally their way of like, I would never cheat on my girlfriend, you know, like I'm such a good guy, but it's also like, not backing away from giving a girl subliminal attention as well. I mean, I'll tell you straight up that when there are guys who are liking my pictures consistently or replying to my stories, putting emojis up to my stories or something of the sort that I know have a girlfriend, it goes into my group chat. And I'm like, why does so-and-so's boyfriend always like my shit? Why does so-and-so's boyfriend put a fire emoji up to my story when I post a selfie in a bikini, so if I can turn around and use it against the like boyfriend relationship situation, then clearly I think something is off about it as, you know, an outsider, as a bystander.
Yeah. And I completely agree. And that's why I said in the beginning that I use my own social media as a tool for work and to, you know, connect with other like-minded individuals. It's all about how you use it. So if you're using social media as like a dating app, which honestly, if you are into using dating apps, I feel like Instagram is the best dating app and you just like slide into somebody's DMs. But even though I don't really suggest girls sliding into any DMs, men should do the sliding.
Never.
But yeah, it's all about how you use it. And if you have a partner who's continuously disrespecting what you are telling him, you guys are just not a good match. Maybe for him, social media is just like a fun tool and he's just, you know, going to like away. But if you have different standards, then that's your right. But what I think why liking and commenting is really, you know, there's a fine line, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. But if you're doing it so publicly, everybody can see it. And my mom is on Instagram. Like, do you think that she didn't stalk the shit out of my boyfriend? Of course she did. And if she, you know how moms get, and I mean, how our friends get, you know, they're like, you sometimes get into that rabbit hole of just like going through everything. And you just like, if you see, like, let's say if you, Vic, follow my boyfriend and you follow some random influencer together, he would be like one of the first ones showing up as a liker. And you would be like, oh, I thought they were.
Yeah, like, don't embarrass me. Like,
yeah, it's a very
I do find it to be honestly embarrassing. And it's not that it's embarrassing for the girl. It's not to be like, oh my God, how embarrassing for her. Her boyfriend did that. Yeah. But it's like, you are embarrassing me. Like, you are making me look bad. You're making this relationship look bad. You're making yourself look bad. And to me, that is embarrassing. That someone that my man's name could be in a friend group chat of someone being like, why does Cornelia's boyfriend always engage with my shit? And I totally, like, I totally understand when guys like your first guy, I think you said his name was Chris, says Chris. Oh, it's not a big deal. Yes, there are definitely like innocent ways to go about it. But it's really like the guys who will almost gaslight you out of it. Like if you're, I think I could be wrong. I didn't hear the conversation with the guy, Chris, but I also think even though he might be like, oh my God, it's so not important. If his partner said to him, I don't like it, stop it. I really don't think he would fight her on it and tell her like, I want to blah, 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 blah. So it's really the guys who go ahead and like gaslight you and make it like you're crazy and
you're so insecure.
Yeah. So there's, like you said, there's the fine line. There's a difference between being like, oh, I didn't even think anything of it versus being like, listen, I didn't even think anything of it, but obviously if it affects you and bothers you, then I'll stop. You know,
let me tell you something. If a guy is telling you that he needs to network on Instagram, sure. But why are you networking with an Instagram model? Like, what is she going to do for your business? Right. Unless you're a talent scout.
Do you
you're like
plan on investing into a bikini company any day now? Because
So why are you liking every bikini photo she posted? Why don't you like her morning routine? You know, like it's very obvious what people are doing. So just like always trust your common sense. And it blows my mind when I see, I mean, actually it doesn't, because I was in that situation, you know, many years ago. It blows my mind when people sometimes trust the other person more than they trust their own common sense. So you're going to believe
your intuition, your gut will never, ever lie. There's a reason why we physically feel our intuition. Like we will feel it in our gut, in our chest. Like we 1,000,000,000% feel that intuition. So to go ahead and let somebody gaslight you out of your gut feeling and to convince you that your intuition is wrong, that's not, it's Women are psychics. We are natural born psychics. Our intuition is literally a psychic ability.
Yeah. And I just, you know, as we said already, like you just have to have very clear boundaries and tell him what is okay with you and what is not okay. And if you see that you guys are just not seeing eye to eye with certain things, I mean, fuck it. Like you can't change each other. You right. can adjust your behavior. And if your relationship is really important to you, you will not like and comment random girls on Instagram if your girlfriend tells you that that's not okay with her. Why would you want to jeopardize such a beautiful relationship if you love your girlfriend?
Right. Well, on the contrary, because since social media is so not a big deal, oh, who even cares? What do you think about the guys who they're not in your situation or my situation? They're not the guys who are using social media as like a business, yada, yada. Just the guys in general who refuse to post their girlfriends that are like, oh, I never post though. And then like they'll post with their friends.
It's a no. It is a sign that he is single to the world. I'm sorry if this breaks your heart, and I'm sorry if your boyfriend doesn't want to post you, but let me tell you something. If he starts dating Kim Kardashian or Megan Fox, she will be on their Instagram because they want the whole fucking world to know that they're dating the smoke show, and they are so happy and they're so secure in their relationship. If a guy doesn't want to post you on Instagram, it's a problem. It means that they are not sure. Once you're sure about something, you will post them. And you can't find me on this. It is just a fact. If you're proud of something, why do we only put the highlights of our lives on Instagram? I mean, I post a lot of low days too, but like most people post only the highlights, the travel, the success, the boat party, the champagne. You know, people post what they want to show off. So if your partner doesn't want to show you off, what does that tell you? That he's not really sure.
If your partner can post with his friends at the bar, girl, he could post you on your fucking birthday. Let's be real.
If he can post a sunset, if he can post anything, if he is so secure in you, and if he wants the whole world to know how hot you are and how happy he's in his relationship, he will post you 1,000%.
The thing that's so bizarre is that the fact that girls have to even ask, like, if I have to ask, I don't even want it. If I have to be like, hey, why don't you post me? Or like, when are you going to post me? I would literally, like, I would feel like an idiot, honestly. Like I can't understand that. Like, if somebody is actively using social media, but clearly avoiding posting a picture with you, that is a problem. And then yes, if you do have to ask and you do have to say, hey, I've posted 3 pictures of us and you still haven't posted one yet, like, what's the deal? If their response is anything other than like, oh, honestly, I didn't even like think about it. Sure, send me a picture, I'll post this right now. If their response is anything other than that and just starts to get into like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to really post this and that, goodbye. Good fucking bye. Because again, it's the bigger picture and it's the principle. It's not just social media. It's not, oh, but I don't post on social media. Well, you posted with your nephew at his little birthday party, said happy third birthday to my nephew who doesn't even have a fucking Instagram. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not for nothing, you post. So if you're going to go ahead and say all this shit, then clearly it's not just a social media thing. It's a you thing. It's a me thing. It's that you're not 100% obsessed, because forget Megan Fox and forget Kim Kardashian. If he was obsessed with you, he would post mm-hmm. you. Like, you don't even have to be the hottest celebrity in the world. He would still be posting you.
You know what happened to me recently? I don't know if your listeners know, I have this thing called What Will Coco Do? And I'm replying to a lot of questions. And there was this girl who said that her boyfriend didn't even add her on Instagram. And she's like, but I met his family. I'm like, honey, he doesn't want to add you. I never heard that before. He doesn't want to add her on Instagram, but she's like, but I met his family. That doesn't mean shit. I'm sorry. I mean, some people.
No, actually, you've never heard this, because I hear, like, you know how many people I know that them and their boyfriend do not follow each other, and they'll full blown be like private and not see each other's Instagram. Like 1,000,000,000%, like, do not follow each other.
I think that's a major
red flag
and like trust issues like, I can't even say how big of an issue that is. If, because for me, and again, I'm 31 years old. I was not this smart before. But when you're building your life with somebody, why the fuck would you not add them on Instagram? Like, are you crazy? If you are partners in life, if you're building your life together, like, how is that even possible? If you're
you know there's something wrong with your relationship if you guys are like, it's better off if we don't follow each other. Like, if you're at that point where it's like, I don't even want to see what he posts, he doesn't even want to see what I post, then what the actual fuck is going on?
Like, because what are you even doing?
It is not that Instagram is a problem. It's clearly something else, because I swear, I know that you said that's the first time you've ever heard that, but that is not. I know so many people who will literally, them and their boyfriends do not follow each other. Their boyfriends won't even like let them follow them. And they're like, it's just better this way. Like, we don't, like, Instagram always causes fights. It's like, oh no, your boyfriend disrespecting you is why you always fight.
That was the first time I heard that. And I hope the last, because I just can't, I can't even believe that kind of conversation. But honestly, it all comes down to, you know, you realizing what you want in life. And if you want an actual relationship with someone, I think you can add each other on Instagram. I think that's the least you can do.
Like, I mean, what are you hiding?
Yeah. Like, what Why are you hiding? Your breakfast burrito can be seen by your girlfriend. Like, she probably made it for you. Like, come on.
Like, what are the list of pros and cons? That's what I want to know as to why not. Okay. Still on the same topic, but in another area, exes or guys you're not hearing from, or guys you like and you don't know if they like you, watching your story. I know we both have the same opinion on this, so I'm going to let you let the world know what that opinion is if they're watching your story.
If a guy is watching your story, it just means that he's online and probably not that productive at work if he's watching your story in the first like 5 seconds you're posting, because who does that? I mean, cringe. But there are some people who are like, oh, maybe he has his notifications on when I post a story. Okay, honey. Yeah, sure. I think like guys don't even know how to use notifications on their Instagram. But it just means that he's online. It does not mean that he likes you. I'm sorry. It does not mean that he likes you. You know how many times it happens to me that like I'm watching somebody's story and then I put my phone on the side and then I literally watch 20 stories of people that I don't even know. And they think,
you know how many times that I click the very first story on my thing and it'll literally say that it was posted 15 seconds ago. And I'm like, motherfuck. Yeah. I'm literally the first person watching their story.
Yeah.
And like, it happened all the time.
Does that mean that you're in love with them? Fuck no. Of course not. So I don't know.
It's why actually the complete opposite. I literally, if it says that I'm watching their story that quick, I'm more like, fucking God. So imagine, girls, if that guy is seeing your story in 10 seconds, he literally, imagine him sitting there the way that I sit there being like, Jesus, now they're going to see that I watched it. Like, I did not want to watch it as the first person to see it.
But and I just have to say that as you know, when I was in my single days and when I was like a little confused with if a guy likes me, I was giving the same excuse. And I was like, yeah, he does like me. He's watching every story I post. But then when we would meet up in person, I would see him watching everybody's story literally as he's hanging out with me. So kind of does not mean that he likes you. He is just on his phone, period.
And quite frankly, if he liked you, he would be texting you. Like, he wouldn't be. The thing that girls are a little confused on is that they think that guys are as cryptic and deep as we are.
Absolutely not.
Girls send messages and cryptic signals to guys, and guess what? They don't even pick up on it. Like, you posting song lyrics to your story is not going to have a guy lay in bed and be like, those lyrics are about me. Like, I should call her. Like, that's not, so you're not going to hear from them when you post the cryptic lyrics on your story. You're not going to hear from them when you're the first person to watch their story. They are not picking up on these cryptic signals that you are trying to send, nor are they giving the cryptic messages and signals that you think you're receiving. You think that they are going ahead and sending you these crazy messages because they're viewing your story, or maybe they liked a photo, yet they're not calling you, they're not texting you, they're not making plans with you, they're not taking you out. If they are in your presence, they treat you like you're regular. They don't treat you like you're anything special. They're not in a relationship with you. So what the actual fuck would be the confusion there? Why would you think that they are telling you anything other than that?
Yeah, I don't understand it. And there's something that I actually made a video about this recently. If you are recently broken up with a guy, please don't start posting like half naked photos. If that's not your vibe from before, don't start posting sad lyrics. Don't start posting, you think you know somebody, and then one day they show you their true colors. I can't stand that. I mean, okay, you can share if you're feeling sad. I'm not telling people what they should or should not post on their own Instagram, but everybody is noticing that. And they, like you, as you said, you don't want to be in somebody's group chat. You don't want to be screenshotted and be like, oh, they broke up again. Oh, let's see how long this is going to last. And then 3 weeks later, post a selfie again. Oh my God, love of my life. And then You know what I'm going to say about couples who you can really see if somebody has a toxic, dysfunctional relationship, if they're posting photos with like a huge caption, and that caption usually consists of, we've been through our ups and downs and love is hard. And I can confirm that. I did that in my past with somebody I had a really toxic relationship with. So you're basically trying to convince yourself that your relationship is as strong as you would like it to be. But if you have to show the world how happy you are, you know, maybe you're not as happy as you thought you were.
And, you know, girls have when I talk about this in general, girls will comment and they'll say like, but what if he doesn't follow me? And my whole thing on that is because I know that they're like, oh, but that means he's going out of his way to watch my stuff, even if he's not following me. To me, it means he's curious about what you're doing. It still doesn't mean that he wants to be with you or respects you or likes you enough. Because if he did, then you would know. He would be calling you. He'd be texting you. He'd be making plans with you. You would be at dinner right now. He wouldn't be fucking other girls. There would be no other way around it. So maybe he doesn't follow you and he went out of his way to watch your story. But also, guys don't, especially young guys, don't have too many brain cells. And they're just like, I'm curious. I want to know what she's doing. They like attention. You're not giving it to them at the moment. So yeah, they go ahead and look. But if you went ahead and texted them, they probably wouldn't even answer the text.
I will tell you something. I go to a lot of people's profiles that I don't like. You can be genuinely curious about something and go to somebody's page and you're just checking something out. Maybe he is sitting with a group of friends and they're talking about you and they're like, oh, let's see what she's up to. Oh, but I'm not following her. Yeah, just go to her page. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's probably the conversation. And I feel that girls, as you mentioned, girls are just giving guys too much credit sometimes. Like, they're very simple and they don't have these like deep strategies or thoughts. And my boyfriend has a large male friend group. And all of them are very intrigued with my content. And we all talk about it all the time. And they tell, like, they're confirming everything you and I are talking about. So like all this, you know, this is all not made up by me and Victoria. Like, we have guy friends who talk about certain things. Actually,
yeah, we speak from experience in general. Yeah.
Would you ever date a guy who's an influencer?
No.
Me neither.
The second that you're dropping selfies and talking to the camera, I'm out. Like, if you do what I do, I'm out. That's it. I'm out. I can't. Like, to me, listen, you can say whatever you want to say about me right now. You could judge me however you want to judge me. That is for girls. That is for girls, for me. Like, when I see guys doing it, not to say that they can't possibly provide value. If you're a guy who's like a coach or whatever, and like, sure, you use your Instagram to market, like, not to say that they can't provide value. They definitely could, but they are not for me. There's no way. I can't imagine like chilling on the couch with my man and him like getting up to go take a selfie or record a video of himself. It's just like, yeah. Not, listen, anyone else's man could do it. Not mine. Not my man.
Yeah. I'm pretty similar when it comes to that. I mean, my boyfriend is not like an Instagrammer or anything, but if he was like talking about his business, I would not mind that. But if he would be like breakfast, this, you know, that would be a little weird.
I'm out. So actually a guy asked me out one night that I met out in person, and it was like a very quick thing. And as I was leaving, he like very quickly was just like, what's your Instagram? And this is typically, like I said, a rule of me to like not give it and to give a phone number. But this was also a while ago, so this was might have been before I was a little strict on it. And so whatever. So I just was like, oh, whatever. So he gave me his Instagram. And the second that I went to his Instagram, unfollowed. I go to his page, and every single picture on his feed was a picture of himself solo. Every single picture. I'm like, no group of friends, no family. Like, that is just not, I mean, sure, if you were to look at my Instagram, I might look like that, but it's just not for me.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Oh, I actually have a question for you. I was recently asked this myself. Let's say if you were dating somebody and you broke up, but you are following like his friends or his siblings or whatever, what would you do with them? Would you unfollow them or keep them, or what would you do?
It would depend on how it like totally ended. Like if we like are actually friends and both like totally moved on, like, yeah, I do have some on, you know, Instagram still. But if they are someone who it's like, okay, there's one that still follows me, but I unfollowed him because I think he's an asshole and he literally has a girlfriend and always likes my stuff. So I'm just like, ew, like, I just think you're gross. So I unfollowed him because I just think he's like skeevy. So it definitely depends on the dynamic, but I definitely have guys that I've dated or exes and their friends or family, whoever, that like, yeah, we're all like, there's no bad blood situation, but there, it's also no good blood. It's just like neutral. Like, I don't care. They don't care. There's legitimately nothing there. I think that there's definitely like a fine line depending on like if the family is still like, we miss you and like stuff like that. But no, like one of my exes is engaged, you know, like, and I have them all both on Instagram, and it's just so neutral, no feelings at all.
Yeah, I feel like it all depends how it ended and what you feel at that moment. I don't even know what's my opinion on this, honestly. That's why I asked you. But I don't think you should keep, I feel like the past should be in the past. If you want to stay cordial, go ahead. Like, you can have them on some platforms.
Yeah, no, listen, I mean, there's got to be boundaries with literally everything. Like, I think a lot of people lack self-awareness and situational awareness. And a lot of people don't think about anything. And it's just like, yeah, like okay, this is actually a good example. My best friend, her cousin, her first cousin, very close cousin, and my best friend's ex, like, we're still following each other on Instagram, which I said to my best friend, I'm like, she should unfollow him. Like, he's like such an asshole. Like, why is your first cousin and your ex still following each other? And then she was like, oh my God, he like either liked her story or like added her to a close friend's story, something of the sort that he like engaged with her. And she like went ahead and like sent it to my friend. And I'm like, you should be telling her to unfollow, up, block, whatever. Like, that's where people lack the self-awareness and situational awareness, that it's like, that's weird at that point. Like, to still have like exes or family of exes like involved in social media like that, especially when it's like not on a good note. But I do think that if it's like something, like I said, that's like totally neutral, where you guys barely even pay attention to each other, then it's like, it's not a big deal. And I do think that, you know, if you are someone who struggles with insecurity in general, like always, then yeah, your boyfriend having an ex's sister still on Instagram might rub you a certain way. And you're like, I don't want him to, but it really might not mean anything. So you have to be aware of like the certain situation. And also, like we talked about before, like trust your gut and your instincts, because at the end of the day, like you'll know if something is actually off or if it's like, that's just my insecurity.
I completely agree with everything you said. And I'm going to add one thing here. If your man really wants to make you feel secure and he wants to make you feel safe and like you are the only one for him, he's not going to have an issue unfollowing his ex-girlfriend's cousin because he cares more about you, or at least he should, than that cousin. So he's not worried of ruining a relationship with that random girl that he met one time when he was vacationing with his family, you know. He should, I mean, at least that's how I stand, and that's how I feel, and that's what I want for myself. So
yeah,
you know,
I find that a lot of our standards, in my humble opinion, are quite literally the bare minimum. Like we like to have the highest standards ever, and we're just like, yeah, like we don't want you to follow like that girl you met in 2017, unfollow her stuff, like everything she posts is like very like whatever. And it's like, okay, no problem.
But you know what, I have to say, like, why wouldn't he? Took a lot of self-growth and work on myself, and you know, after a certain point you just like understand what you want for yourself and you need to live that life. But you also need to, you know, what's the term, you need to also reap what you sow or something. What's the term?
Reap what you sow.
Yeah, reap what you sow. Look at my immigrant ass. Are you like, if you have certain rules for your boyfriend, you have to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. You can like,
I just yesterday posted a TikTok saying this. I said, I'm like, I'm gonna call you all out because I want you to have the best of the best. Like I want you to genuinely get what it is that you want. However, you're lacking accountability and you're lacking self-awareness. And it's this video, if you were to go to my page, and it says on it, like, you have to be what you are seeking. And I wrote on the caption, like, become the partner that you want to attract and be the partner that you are seeking. And I talk about how everyone has these lists of standards and demands and expectations and character traits and whatever in a partner, but they're not standards, expectations, demands that they hold themselves to. Like they want a partner who's this and that, but they are not this and that. They want someone who would do this and that for them, but they do not do this and that for others. So, you know, if you see that video, I literally posted. What?
That's people who are entitled. And, you know, when I went viral last year and when I was talking about these like coffee walk dates, a lot of people were calling me entitled and high maintenance and all that. And I am high maintenance, but I'm not entitled. And I feel that if you, as you just said, if you want certain things from your partner, you need to do the same thing. So you can't want a guy who's like super ripped, but you are not willing to go for a run. Like, I'm sorry, why would a guy who is super ripped be with a girl who is not in shape?
Yeah.
And let's not kid ourselves. Physical appearance is very important. So don't tell me it's all matters what's inside. Yeah, okay, I agree with that. But I mean, you have to live whatever you just said. Like you have to live, what did you say?
You just have to be, you know, I get it. You're saying like you literally just have to walk the walk if you're going to talk the talk, you know, like it's, you can't just be like, here's what I want. Here's my list of demands and expectations. And then you are not compatible with those things yourself. You know, I said it in the video, if you want a masculine man, then you have to be a feminine woman. If you want a traditional man, then you have to be a traditional woman. If you want a patient man, then you have to be a patient woman, and so on and so forth. You want someone to support you and care about you and yada, 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 then you better also be their biggest cheerleader too. You know, like, and a lot of girls do have that like entitled energy where they don't, they just want someone to be like a waiter at that point, like serving them on hand and foot, which is like all fine and dandy, but like you got to be serving them too as well. And we serve each other in different ways. And, you know, it's just, to me, again, this is bare minimum stuff, but I know that it's like new information to a lot of people. So I hope that this does help you all raise the bar. I hope this does help you raise your standards. And Coco and I can talk about all of that all day long, but I know we really wanted to like get that social media topic out there because it's something so relevant these days. And yeah, I know a lot of people ask about it all the time. Like literally that will be one of my most asked questions. He's not texting me, but he's watching my story and yada, yada, yada. He won't, he won't stop liking pictures. Yada, yada. So yeah, social media is a big thing these days.
I'm just going to say one more thing when it comes to that. It's like, if you're excited about something, let's say if you're excited about you and I recording this podcast today, if you check your phone and you see my name on it, like I texted you, you would be like, okay, yeah, I have to reply to her. Like we are meeting today, or like we have to, like if you're excited about something, you will pay attention. So if you're texting a guy and he is not replying, it means that you're just not that important to him. Sure, maybe he is stuck in a meeting, but if a guy doesn't reply to you in 24 hours and you think you guys have a thing, I'm sorry, but you don't really have a thing because he doesn't care to give you an answer. Sure, things can happen, but I mean,
whatever thing he has with you, he has with five other people too, if that's the case.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you show up for what you're excited about. You show up for what you want to show up for. And everything that we do is a choice and it's a decision that we make. So if someone is deciding not to call you, not to text you, not to ask you out, not to treat you with respect, not to give you what you want, then they are literally deciding that this is not what they want themselves, because they can't go ahead and be like, I love you so much, I respect you so much, I want to be with you so much, and talk that talk without walking the walk. Their actions don't match it. Then they clearly don't want it bad enough. They clearly don't care bad enough. So you know when you know, and there's nothing else to it.
100%. I also want to give you a compliment that your episode, girls always tell me how much it helped them because they also want to do like solo trips. They want to do things solo and they just don't know how to do it. And a lot of times girls like are sending me, you know, our episode together. They're like, oh my God, thank you so much for this episode. So just wanted to give you
a love our episode. I love everything that we do together. I actually had a girl message me today. We're so good together.
We are.
I didn't get to open it yet, but I think that she might have been someone who messaged me before then, because she wrote to me saying, she's like, hi, I know I already told you, but I just wanted to say thank you for being inspiration. And I'm going on my second solo trip to Paris in a couple of days, and then the rest is cut off. I have a million messages, so I just can't open it yet. But literally, like, she probably, being that she said, I know I already told you, she probably was someone who said after that, you know, podcast, like that she was going on a solo trip and whatever. So, you know, I know that everything that we do together helps people. And I hope that we continue doing these literally as long as we continue posting on social media, because, you know, people need to hear what we have to say. And we're a voice for
people. Need to hear what we have to say.
They do. Billion percent do. Like, I'm so, you know, that's, girls, if I'm going to give you any piece of advice, that's how you become like that, you know, high standards, high maintenance person, is knowing your fucking value and worth. I believe people need to hear what we have to say. I really do believe that, like, we can change the whole entire game for people. So being that confident in it allows me to use that confidence in everything in life. Like that guy said before, like, okay, clearly this girl's not cracking. I'm attracted to her confidence. He literally said it in the message. So sure, I want to take you to dinner. If this low effort shit isn't going to work, then I'm going to step it up and I'm going to make the effort. So, 100%. You know, that's where that confidence comes from, is truly knowing your value. So for girls who are like, but what do you say to the boyfriend, or what do you do about this and that? Just relax, because if you know your worth, it'll all happen naturally. And yeah.
Do you know I have a tattoo that says know your worth?
No, I didn't.
Here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that a new one?
I got it done in Miami, so it's like a year old.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I feel like I need like a confidence kind of tattoo. I mean, I do have a self-love one. I don't know if you've seen this one. Hold on, let me stand up for it.
So I've seen that one. Yeah, I know that one. Yeah, I like that one.
Like the flowers growing out of her head. Yeah. So that's like
funny. When I was getting this one done, so first off, I always wanted to get a tattoo here on this part of the
Your forearm.
Okay. This, I always wanted to get a tattoo here and I wanted to get it thin. But when I was growing up, I was always like, oh, what if I become a lawyer? And then I can't help
it. Oh my God. So I was like the same way. And that's why like I was like careful with like my original tattoo placements. And all of my tattoos are semi, you know, hidden for the most part. And I said the same thing. If I become a lawyer or like when I get married, like I always said shit like that. Mm-hmm. But then I got to the point where it was like, okay, I'm not going to be a lawyer and I'll look hot in a wedding dress with tattoos. So then I started to get tattoos on my arms.
Yeah. When I was debating, like, what am I going to, I knew I wanted something about like confidence and standards and, you know, empowering. And I was thinking like what you have tattooed with like self-love. I was thinking about something like that, but I didn't have a visualize it properly. But one day I want to do something like that because I also feel that a lot of girls need to go through some hard times to kind of realize what they actually want. And I mean, people don't say this for no reason. Like tough times really make you stronger. I mean, what doesn't kill you makes you
stronger. Oh my gosh. I literally just, you're completely describing one of my last episodes. It's titled, "You Wouldn't Have Your Best Qualities Without Your Worst Experiences." It's literally two episodes back. Yeah. Well, it'll be three episodes back by the time that this one is out. And it's literally saying that like people will be like so embarrassed or humiliated or resentful toward a situation where they went through something where like they lowered their standards or they had a hard time or whatever, they got screwed over, they got cheated on. And then it's like, okay, but because you went through that, that's why you're resilient now. That's why you have higher standards now. That's why you have the self-awareness now. Like, so your worst experiences give you your best qualities that as long as you grow from it, if you learn from it, then yeah. And if not, then that's a different conversation.
And I'm aware that a lot of people, me included, you don't really see why you have to go through certain things. But then later on, when you kind of go through your grieving process, you see why you went through certain things.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously, because I don't think that we've ever disagreed. So with that all being said, of course, thank you so much for coming on again. Tell everybody where they can find you. And I know you have like a million different accounts and things going on. So fill everybody in on everything.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for inviting me again. I always have a blast chatting with you and I invite everybody to listen to our episode. I have a podcast called Bougie Best Friend. I'm also dropping my merch number 2. I had a merch drop last year. I'm dropping another line this month. I have a TikTok, Instagram, Koko Beauty. It's spelled KOKOBEAUTE. I have a YouTube where I'm uploading my video episodes, but you can also watch them on Spotify. So yeah, you can find my podcast on all podcasting platforms. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I will definitely have you on again on my podcast because I think we definitely have a lot of things to say and people need to listen.
Yeah, we can keep going forever. All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.